Hello.
Hi, good morning, Melvin. Do you hear me now?
I can't hardly hear you, dear. That's why we
Hear me
got.
now, Melvin?
I'm trying to hear you. What's wrong? What's wrong with the phone?
You don't hear me?
I can hear you, but you down real low. I can't. I gotta strain my ears to hear you.
I'm sorry. Maybe make the volume louder?
I need to cut up the volume, you said?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, my volume's all the way up.
Okay, I'm calling in regarding to the home care services. I see you spoke to Sarah yesterday.
I know you did, yeah. Okay.
Right, okay. So you said that you were in the hospital, right?
Right.
And did you start the process for the application? Did you not start it?
I did all that. Started the process. You know, I was supposed to be sending a letter to the welfare office and all that type of stuff. The Social Security office sent me a letter, but I was in the hospital. You know, for a statement and everything about my income.
Okay.
I was in the hospital, so I gotta have them send me another one.
Okay. Do you remember having your two assessments done?
Yeah, I had two assessments done, yes.
Do you know if they were in the past year or they were in over like a year?
It was about 3 or 4 months ago.
3 or 4 months ago. Okay. So I'm gonna see if I can try to find out your status from the county to see where you're holding in the application process so we can go from there instead of redoing it. I will also have you call the broker.
Excuse me, miss. I already know where my status is at with the welfare office. They need a letter from the Social Security office. I spoke to a broker yesterday when I called, and I don't know if this is a different home care services or something else. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I was talking to somebody else from another home
Sarah,
care service.
Sarah.
Yeah, I was talking to her
yesterday.
She's from
my agency. Yeah, she's from here.
I did all that. I talked to the broker and everything yesterday, yeah.
So Sarah's not the broker. She works in our agency.
No, she's not the broker. I spoke to a broker yesterday, and they told me that they was going to see what the status was, and I tried to tell them what the status was and everything on the phone yesterday.
Okay, so I will try to email the county as well because sometimes there's back and forth. I will email the county as well to see where, you know, what exactly is needed from you next. I will have you, do you remember the broker's number that you called?
Only thing they need, miss, I'm trying to tell you, is a letter from the Social Security office. They said I am complete. I did everything.
I understand. Sometimes there's other steps as well involved. So I just want to
There's
be
nothing
sure.
else, dear. Nothing else involved. I already talked to the people.
Okay,
they told
so
me to get the letter from the Social Security office.
Okay, and are you getting that letter? Do you need help with that? You're getting that?
Yeah, I'm getting that letter.
You're getting that letter?
I need help getting it's an income verification letter.
Right. Okay.
That's all I need.
Okay,
and
do
I need
you know
to get
how
my
you're
bank,
gonna get that?
I need to get my bank statements. That I don't have no bank account. She told me just to send a letter in.
Okay,
I don't know if you talked to her or not, but you know, I mean, you know, y'all must be on two different pages, man, or something. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. You're up to, you know, you need to submit the financials, but you don't have a bank account, so you do need the letter stating that you don't have that. So how are you? Are you on top of getting that letter from Social Security?
I'm not on top of getting a letter from Social Security. I'm trying to get in contact with Social Security so they can send me a letter in the mail about my income.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to see what I can do for you, okay? And I'm going to give you a call back.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to try to get in touch with the county to see if there's anything we can do for you. And I'm going to get back to you, okay?
You say get back to me. You talking about getting in contact with the county in reference to what?
And then get back to you to see what we can do regarding to that letter or what the next step is after that, okay? And then I'm going to get right
Listen,
back to you.
I'm trying to tell you, miss. You told me this yesterday. You know, he was going to get back with me.
So I just want to confirm everything, and I will get back to you, okay?
I don't want to be wasting my time with you, dear.
No,
okay,
we're going to have to get this set up.
You told me this yesterday.
I understand, and I wanted to just confirm that that's all we're waiting for, so I had the correct information, so that I can go to the county with the correct information, okay?
Well, I'm telling you right now what the correct information is. You just doing something just to be having something to do, you know what I mean? I'm trying to tell you everything. I talked to the lady yesterday. What's this lady's name?
Was it Sarah?
Sarah.
Yeah.
No, her name was Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Her name was Jasmine. That's what her name was,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You told me that two people was going to be calling me on the phone and was going to be asking me is similar questions and everything, you know what I mean? So what you saying to me, I heard all this already. You know
that
what
was
I mean?
Right. Okay, so I'm going to now try to reach out and see what we can do to help get your case started as soon as possible, okay?
Get my case started. My case is already started, dear. I need a letter.
But to get this started so we can start the services. So in order for me to see exactly what's going on and exactly what to move forward, I do need to reach out to the county to hear what they're saying on their end.
I'm telling you what they're saying on that end right now. They need a letter from Susan. Listen.
Right. I understand.
What's the name of this company? What's the name of your company again?
Family First Care. What you're saying now does make sense. Now, in order to move forward, we need to figure out how to get that letter, right? So I'm going to reach out to the county now to see what we can do.
To figure out how to get what letter?
You just stated you needed a letter since you didn't have banks, right?
A letter from us. I need a verification form, which I can get offline from Social Security.
Okay. As well, I will reach out to the county to let them know.
And when that is sent to the... Excuse me, dear. When it is sent to the county, which is on Parkside Avenue, when that's sent to the county, I'm done.
Okay, correct.
They don't need anything else.
And then we have to get a service coordinator from insurance, and then we have to get the authorization. So I will.
You have to get a service coordinator for what?
After that, you have to, you know, the county, you're going to have insurance, and you're going to have a service coordinator who will be dealing with just you, your case, and then we will have to get the authorization to actually provide the services.
You said insurance. In reference to what type of insurance?
To provide the services.
Insurance to provide the service. Look,
aid service, right? After that step, after you get your financials in and you're approved by the county, you have to get your specific service coordinator from insurance who deals with just your case and gets the authorization over to the agency to provide the services with the aid coming down to your home.
For the aid to come out to my home. Well, see, we on a different page altogether because my son is going to be my aid.
Yes,
my
your son
is
can
gonna
be your aid. Your son can
exactly.
be your aid as well. Mm-hmm.
I want you to listen, bitch. What's your name again?
My name is Kaya.
Kaya. Have Jasmine call me on the phone, please.
Okay.
Have her give me a call.